Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And as we traditionally do here on the final Tuesday of the month, it's our day to chat with commissioners from Pottawatomie County and department officials. And we have a couple of guests joining us here via telephone this morning. One of them being Pottawatomie County Commissioner Greg Riant, former sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on. And we also have Dustin Newman, who is the acting road and bridge director there in Pottawatomie County. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on. I don't believe I've had either one of you on here recently, so we might just give a chance for our listeners to get introduced a little bit. I know, Greg, you've been around the county for quite some time, formerly the sheriff, and came onto the commission last year and won a term in November here in the election.
Yeah, I think probably the last time we were on here was with Kathy Dawes, would be my guess. So it's been a couple of days since I've been on, I reckon.
Absolutely. Well, tell us more about yourself. Go ahead.
Oh, I started with the county in 1989 as a deputy, and had the privilege of staying with the sheriff's office for my entire career, and worked as a deputy and a detective, and then spent my last 19 years as sheriff. And then when Commissioner Altenhofer, was unable to complete his term, I think he had a very good opportunity to take. Went ahead and was elected to finish his term, and then was reelected. So pretty fortunate to be with the county this long and to be able to serve the people here.
Sure. What have you learned here in the past year of being one of the three commissioners? It's been about a year now, hasn't it?
It has. There's without a doubt, the job of sheriff, there's a lot more stress. There's a lot more, timely decisions, if you will. I think you have to really be on top of stuff. And not that you don't as a commissioner, but the commissioner is much more difficult than what I imagined. There are you have to be a jack of all trades. There's so much stuff to know. And I'm very fortunate to serve with two other commissioners that have a broad range of knowledge, as well as, the people that work up there at the county. So that helps out a lot. But I think to me, that's the biggest surprise was just, I think if people think you come up there and you just, you sit there for a couple hours and whatever, nod your head and vote yay or nay once in a while. Well, I tell you what, there's a lot to learn. And I kind of still feel like I'm in the learning curve, trying to get a handle on everything that goes on.
Yeah, you really do get to see the ins and outs of how the county works. And, one thing we all know is Pottawatomie County runs pretty tight ship as far as spending, keeping spending down, and I know that's a big goal for all three of you there.
It is, with the growth of the county and with the roads, and especially with all the goings on we've had with our society in the last, even really a couple of years, there is a lot that goes on. But again, give credit to the people that work here. We have a really good staff, and they do a good job, I think all of our commissioners are fairly conservative and certainly want the most bang for the buck.
Well, let's introduce Dustin here a little bit. Dustin, acting road and bridge director, Dustin Newman, that is. How long have you been with the county?
I started just a little over a year ago. Previously, I worked for Westar. I was a project coordinator there. Came in with a lot of project management experience. And when I first came in, we decided that maintenance was a huge thing. So we're trying to get more efficient with our maintenance, repairing some of the bridges and structures that we have to make them last a little bit longer. But, I've been here my whole life, grew up in the Wamego area, decided that I'd like to stick around here and got a job at the county.
All right. Well, I know that, Public Works is a big part of everything that goes on in Pottawatomie County. Your former director there, Peter Clark, was on here quite a bit here with us on KMAN, and there's no shortage of projects. I know there's a lot of stuff in the works right now, and we see some of that here just east of Manhattan, even on Highway 24, projects starting or waiting to get started?
Yeah, we have a few that we're getting ready to start. One of the biggest ones is the Green Valley Highway 24 project. And then we have another one just down the road by the sale barn at Crown C. Both of those will get kicked off later this year. That'll help out the area down there tremendously with traffic, and it'll be pretty tight for a while. But once we get all the work done, it'll be nice for all the residents.
Yeah, I know for the Highway 24 Green Valley project, that one had to be rebid a couple times, if I'm not mistaken. Greg, how do you guys feel about where you stand with that project going forward here into 21?
I think that's a project that's been several years in the making. I know there were some, I think it's accurate to say, disappointments on the right-of-way acquisitions. It's been a long time, from my understanding, putting together. The amount of traffic down there is absolutely, I don't know if it's overwhelming, but it's certainly heavy traffic. And I think the feeling is we need to really get moving on this. So I think you'll see progress being made here in the very near future on it. And, hopefully it'll alleviate some of the traffic problems.
And if I know we were talking before the program, Dustin, there's a new fleet facility that's being built in that same area, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it is already done. I don't recall.
Fleet facility is actually up at the county, up in Westmoreland. We started that late last fall. We're getting ready to button that project up. That's going to give our county shop the opportunity to work on more than just road and bridge vehicles. We'll also be able to bring in our fire and EMS, which we've already started doing. There's been some talk about sheriff. I don't know if that's 100% yet or not, but it'll really help us save money across the fleet by having our own shop be able to do a lot of these repairs.
Yeah, and I guess that's a pretty good location for it. They're right in the smack dab middle of the county. Good.
Yep.
You can go here to Manhattan or all the way up into the northeastern part there, Onega area, pretty quickly. So,
well, yeah, very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're talking with Greg Riott, Pottawatomie County Commissioner and Commission Chair, if I'm not mistaken, for the year. Is that right?
Yeah, I was Commissioner Waxman nominated me for that.
All right. Well, and Dustin Newman again joining us here, Acting Road and Bridge Director in Pottawatomie County. We continue on here on In Focus, and we'll just kind of talk a little bit more about some of the projects we have going on, because there are many of them. I know that there's that whole area over there in Blue Township is going to just keep evolving, especially with the new school being built. And as far as road improvements are going to be made in that area, are there more we're going to see north there of Highway 24?
That's a tough question. I think at any given time there are conversations taking place about roads that need improvement or widened or whatever. And I think there's a detention pond up in that area that is going to be looked at some point in time. But as the area continues to grow, there'll probably need to be adjustments made to accommodate the future traffic and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, and I know you guys discussed yesterday and also last week at the joint city-county meeting, just there's been a little bit of communication breakdown, it sounds like, here between the city and Pottawatomie County on some projects there in that area. You guys, I think, came up with a solution yesterday, but you kind of explain what the situation is there, Greg.
I think you hit the nail on the head. There's a lack of communication. In my experience, there's always been a little bit of a lack of communication, and at times it's pretty good, and at times maybe we need to work on it. And I think it's something that you know, John Watt at the meeting yesterday came up with a really good idea. And I forget somebody with the city of Manhattan, I believe, yesterday, you know, was very kind and offered to come over once in a while and kind of keep us up to date on stuff. But I think that's the best thing, is just for both sides of the fence to work closer together and maybe cultivate a better relationship or stronger relationship. And you know, communication is one of the most important aspects of any operation. And if we can have that open communication and work together and eliminate surprises, I think the community benefits greatly from that. So I think that's all of our goals, is to, at both sides, is to try to, you know, make sure that we have better communication. So no fault, no throwing anybody under the bus, but just let's go forward and make it better.
Right. Yeah, and for those that aren't aware, there's Manhattan's building a joint maintenance facility in that area, and I think it caught some of your fellow commissioners off guard there. But going forward, you're right. The communication will be the key here, and sounds like at least there's a plan here to execute that a little bit better going forward on both sides. I know that you guys talked about having a representative participating at the joint or the intergovernmental meeting, I think it was, once a month, and then you have the city official coming over here as to Westmoreland, or via Zoom, I guess, is how most things go these days. So pretty good plan going forward. Again, go ahead.
We can only benefit from something like that. So I think that'll be a good deal to get started up and to get going.
It's 9:19 here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to take a break, come back, more continuing here with Dustin Newman and Greg Riot, Pottawatomie County on In Focus here today on News Radio KMAN.